now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mabuti siya sa atin. Pinagpala tayo sa buong linggo at pinag-ingatan ng ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas kahit sa mga sulok ng mundo. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos mga kaibigan, nakarating kami dito kahit papaano yung kalsada, paiba-iba ang ruta. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Good morning, Brother Alfred and Brother Angus.
Hola, good morning everyone out there. Good morning, Pastor Alfred. Hallelujah. We welcome you here to the friendly station.
Yes. Do you have any friends who are celebrating their birthdays?
We have someone from Sydney, Australia. They came over yesterday and they're enjoying the weather. That's my wife's sister, Tanya, and her good partner, Warren, and their daughter, Michaela. So they send greetings.
Oh, send greetings.
To the sunny Auckland.
Not to celebrate their birthday. Only greetings.
No, only greetings, but okay. The birthday's
Who are they?
The name is Tanya. That's Letitia's sister and her...
Tanya.
Yeah, it's Tanya, yes, and okay. Warren.
How about your brother Alfred? Do you have any?
No birthdays at this time of the year.
Okay. last Sunday, I forgot to greet my son-in-law.
Oh,
but
it's a no-no.
They understand me because there are a lot of things that were in my mind. Don't sorry that my greetings for this for your belated happy birthday. Blodong Dan, God bless you with your precious family, with my beloved daughter Cindy, and with my beloved granddaughters in the year, in the Monday. God bless you, Dong.
God bless.
And all your loved ones, as well as your family. Okay, this is my habit, and my friends, they are not ready that Amen. Before we proceed, I play a song, Happy Birthday, Mahal. Maganda to mga kaibigan, para maka paglingkuran man lang ang mga kaibigan ko, mga mahal sa buhay. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Sa iyo to, Dong Dan, at sa kalahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Belated at advance happy birthday. Happy birthday, mahal. Ito na, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Pakinggan natin.
song is from Wilbert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Na-replay na naman mga kaibigan, sorry. At salamat sa Panginoong Diyos noon na paglingkuran ko kayong lahat nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. At sa umagang ito, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na... Ah, no problem. Ang ating gospel song... Subukan natin mga kaibigan. There is no secret.
What God can do.
What God can do. Ah, Jim Reeves.
Jim Reeves.
Oh, my favorite singer.
Is it?
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Pakinggan natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na. Pakinggan natin mga kaibigan at mga kapatid.
Oh. Hey, are you Stephen Adams?
Yeah.
Nah. This is milkshakes.
Oh. Daming patalastas mga kaibigan, sorry. Okay, ito na. Patalastas mga kaibigan, sorry.
The chimes of time ring out, another day's through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone else? You may have longed for added strength, your courage.
Thanks be to God, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. At sa umagang ito, pagpatuloy, let us continue the theme we had started, Brother Angus.
Yes, good morning.
So the last Sunday, that was our part five.
Part five, our theme.
So this is our part six.
Part six, yes.
So Brother Angus, I give you the time, please, for our opening prayer, to proceed our program.
Thank you, Father, for my two friends. Thank you for the anointing, and thank you for the grace. In Jesus' name, bless our listeners, and this young man here, Brother Len, may your blessing be upon him. We open our hearts and our minds to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, Brother Alfred, the microphone is yours. And the theme that we have is, there is no secret that will not be revealed. Okay, Brother Alfred.
Okay.
We support your message this morning.
Yeah. Right.
And we have expert in the middle of us.
In the middle.
And most of us, in the midst of us, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We talk about His name. Two or three gathered in His name, He is in the midst of us.
Amen.
That was His promise to His disciples.
Yeah. Okay. Two or three gathered, He'll be in the midst.
Amen.
Yep.
Okay.
So Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. And to give a bit of context to it, the following verses, therefore take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken away from him.
Yeah.
I want to add another couple of scriptures to that. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wonderful promise. In John 8:32, Jesus says, and you will know the truth, and the truth
shall set you free.
Yeah, shall make you free or set you free. One more scripture in Luke 12:3. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear and inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. I used to be very concerned about that verse. I'm not so concerned anymore because I had the peace of God which passes my understanding, so praise the Lord.
Amen.
Psalm 25:14-15 reads this way. We read that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
Amen.
My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. It is no secret what God can do. This is really an unconditional promise from God. There's no secret that he can do anything. And he has done a lot of things, as we know. But there's a reality also of God moving in our lives that we have to do something. We have to do something. I believe we're going to see some astounding miracles in this, the end of the last days. Are we ready for them? And Angus, are you ready for the miracles of the last day?
Amen.
Amen, yeah. We're living in the last days, time given to each of us to prepare for the battles that lie ahead of us. In my last talk on this station, I actually spoke about the armour of God in Ephesians 6, and I trust that you are keeping your armour on. But today I want to pick up on a bit of that. The central part of that armour is what Ephesians 4:16 says is the belt of truth. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. When you get dressed in the morning, do you get out of bed and wait for your wife to put your clothes on? Or if you're a wife, do you wait for your husband to put your clothes on? I would guarantee that you don't. You actually put your own clothes on. Most people would dress themselves. I know there's some that don't, but most people would dress themselves. Do we put on truth when we get dressed? We find truth in the Bible. Do we prepare ourselves? It's something we all need to do. You know, I cannot pray for the secret things of God if I do not know what they are. And I want to look at a story from the Old Testament to illustrate what I'm saying here. We find a story in 1 Samuel chapter 17. It's the story of David and Goliath. And I'll do it very quickly. Goliath is a Philistine, if you remember. He's both taller than normal, and he's very powerful. When the army of Israel stood to face the army of the Philistines, Goliath would daily challenge Israel to send a man to fight him. Verses 8 and 10, he stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, "Why do you come out to draw up in battle array? Am I not a Philistine and you servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and servant." Again the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." Now, we're talking about the secrets of the Lord. In the meantime, in the background of this story, David's father was thinking that he needed to support David's brothers who were in the fight. And so he sent David on a mission to visit his brothers in the Israeli army. And as David was talking with his brothers, behold, the champion, the Philistine from Gath named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke these same words, and David heard them. Now we know how the story goes. David, a young boy, volunteers to fight Goliath. Why did he do that? And really there was only one reason. Because Goliath defied Israel. Now the word translated defy is from the Hebrew word karaf, and can take the meaning to blaspheme. Remember we talked about in the beginning, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, if we blaspheme, this is contrary to the truth. David and Goliath, in defying Israel, is also defying God. David alone recognized this, and he took action. So in verses 34 to 37, we read this. "Your servant," talking to Saul, "was tending to his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took the lamb from the flock, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he would deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Now, backtrack a little bit. Goliath had a sword. He wore armor. David had neither. He had a slingshot. And on the way to the fight, he selected five smooth stones to sling at Goliath. You see, God supplied all David needed to go into battle. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the armies of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." You see, there is really no secret what God can do, and David knew the secret that God could deliver in battle. For the battle is the Lord's.
Yes.
The Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he'll give you into my hands, into our hands, he actually says. So David slung the stone, and we know how the story goes, hit Goliath and on his forehead, knocked him down. Then David proceeded to use Goliath's own sword to cut off Goliath's head. Victory to the Lord. And everybody together said hallelujah.
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 Yeah. Thanks be to God.
Yeah. So David chose five stones. The number five symbolizes the idea of saving, or to be saved, to be rescued, salvation. It's God who saves. It's God who rescues us from the world. We have to repent, of course, follow and keep his commandments. Now, the stones he chose were smooth. That's translated from another Hebrew word, kaluk. Stones that had most likely started off as rough stones, but with time, in relationship with other stones, they had to become smooth and so could fly precisely when thrown. Each of us, whether we know it or not, kind of can pick up stones just like that. Truth stones. I like to call them truth stones. They can bring salvation in people's lives. Amen. They can bring people out of darkness. They can set people free. They can set captives free. They can be used through you by God to bring conviction in the lives of your friends and families and neighbors. And in fact, they can bring change in whole communities. See, there is no secret what God can do.
Amen.
He can do that.
Amen.
Stones and rocks are often used as metaphors in the Bible as symbols of strength or firmness that come from God. So, yes, we read the stone brought Goliath down, but it was actually something much greater than the stone that actually brought Goliath down. It was actually truth that brought Goliath down. Goliath stood for a lie. He stood for that which opposed God. He blasphemed God. But David brought truth to the battle, and truth won the day. Where did David look for the smooth stones? He knew where to look. How did he know where to look? Because life had taught him the place to go to find the smooth stones. When we look in the Word of God for truth, the stones that will defeat the enemy of our soul, do we know what the Bible says about us? When we're accused by the enemy, do we stand in the face of the enemy and know what the Bible says of us? That we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. We are more than able. You see, it can remain a secret what God can do, except we do some preparation. See, the battles of life are won by the Lord, but this is the day of preparation. I don't know whether you realize that, but we're living in the day of preparation. There's a verse in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, that basically says we are to prepare the way of the Lord. John the Baptist, of course, was tasked with that. He prepared the way of the Lord. But we too are tasked with preparing the way of the Lord.
Amen.
Preparation. What do we have to do with respect to the preparation? I offer four things here.
Excuse me, I interrupt. Preparation for his second coming.
Yeah. Do we take the truth revealed in the Bible?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
David also had a fear of the Lord. The verse we read in Psalms indicates the importance of that. David picked up five stones as he went towards the challenge that Goliath represented. David knew where to look and further what to look for. This is part of preparation, our preparation. See, God does supply all we need, but we need to know where to look and what we're looking for. I repeat that. And the fourth thing is, do we listen to God to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us in this hour? Psalm 46, verse 10, a favorite verse of mine, is really, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He will be exalted in all the earth through a people who are devoted to him. And he wants to reveal what some call the secret things of heaven to people on earth who have an ear to hear and a heart to believe. Maybe today you're facing an impossible task. Know this, that our God is always with us and will never let us down.
Amen.
Mark chapter 10, verse 27 says this. Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, For with God, all things are possible. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So it's marvellously true that we're walking in the way and the truth, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And that's Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you, not God, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. I want to end with a short invitation to know the Lord. Do you know the Lord today? Do you know the man who died in your place to set you free, to bring you to God, our Heavenly Father? And I invite you to just pray this short prayer with me now.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you that you died for me.
Thank you, died for me.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
You took my sin.
You took my sin.
Upon that cross.
Upon that cross.
You died for me.
You died for me.
You set me free.
You set me free.
You've set me on a new path this day.
A new path this day.
I will follow you.
I'll follow you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Anoint me now.
Anoint me now.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
And let me know.
And let me know.
The peace that passes all understanding.
Passes all understanding.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Oh, we have 2 minutes remaining.
Hallelujah.
So it's good. The secret was revealed.
Amen.
Was revealed.
The war is not ours, but is of God.
The battle is the Lord's.
Yes, the battle
is the
Lord's.
The Lord's, and the victory is the Lord's, but we have to prepare for the battle.
To do our part.
Yeah. Although in Revelation, when you read Revelation, we prepare and the armies of God are taking out to the battlefield, and at the end of the day, they don't do anything. God does it all.
So that was the story about the people of God. The Israelites.
Israelites.
So how about the Israel nation now in the modern times? Are they the Israelites before?
They're the same Israel. God is faithful to his promise.
It's good because
covenant people.
There is no secret that will not be revealed. I research about the Israel in the modern times. Who are they?